הסימן שינחוף סיף חס. הסייכת דוג לצירי, ביני כסייכת כבושם לשלוקס למימיין. We had learned before in Siv Zion, a person has kvoshim or shlokes, things that had soaked in different types of mashkois, and he squeezes out the mashke lemeimeim. He wants to use the mashke, so the thing is that this is also. So here we have, unless he seichet it in the machol, then we hear that the mechaber holds it is mutter, and others hold that it is also. Rabbi Nachanan, we paskim ikar din like the mechaber. So let us see. So here the mechaber says, a seichet dog letziroi. He has a fish that was pickled, that was cooked, and it there's liquid in it from the mashke that it was cooked in or that it was pickled in, is so it is the same halacha. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Dog letzirei rotza leimer. Shesochak dog, he squeezed out a fish, lohitzi tziroi shetzorech loy. He needs the juice for himself. He wants to use the juice. Umayri, b'tzir shenivla boy mimashke da'alme. It is speaking about that it had absorbed mashke in the fish. Lekach doime kiseichet shlokes lemeimov dosar echenal. So this is equivalent to a person squeezes out vegetables. So the same aloche, so this is a teiris mashke. That's what became, what it absorbs bishas, the bishul or bishas the kvisha had a teiris mashke. So memela, when he squeezes it out, it's also chenal. Avol b'tzir hayayitze migufoi, but if he squeezes out the own juices, the body juices of the fish, daima l'seichet shor kol ha-peres l'meimov n'mutav. So since this is not a machol that is oimed to use the mashke, so the mashke sheboy has a teira seichel. So therefore, so just like we had that shar peiris are mutter to squeeze out, so here also will be the same thing. Avol b'tzir hayeitzei migufei deima l'seichet shar kol ha-peiris l'meimov d'mutter. Chenal b'sif aleph. That's what it said in sif aleph. I had a shtickel ha'oreh on this Mishnah Berurah, and later I found there's a chasam sofer in Masechtes Shabbos. He wants to say pshat in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The chasam sofer on Daf Kuf Mem Hei Masechtes Shabbos, he says, we hear in the beginning of Simin Shin Chof that the Isser of Schite is Chayim Mishum Mefarik. Mefarik is a Tode Didosh. That is the whole Isser of Schite. So, we had mentioned in the end of Simin Shin Yud Tes, when the Rama says that if a person spits beruach, so there's a shayla of zoyre, so we mentioned the biralochim being found from Rabbi Kibega, that stafke, when a person spits, so a person is called gedulei karke, so the roik is also called zoyre, is also by gedulei karke. But water is not gedulei karke. He mentions that just like by disha, it's just like by disha. This is that's the chmoyd in disha ella begedulei karke kainen seira ella begedulei karke. The whole issa of disha and mefarik is only by gedulei karke. And this is really there's a gemara mesechta Shabbos that says a preitzeya dag. If a person squeezes out the blood of a dog, he's not chayim al tzemefarik, the indisha elam begidulei karke. So the Chassam Sofer says, if one squeezes out the juice from a fish, so poshet is no issue whatsoever, because the indisha elam begidulei karke, and the fish is not considered gidulei karke. So here the Mishneh Berurah says, but the reason there's no issur shechita by a dog, because it's like shar peiros, that it's not oimed lishchot. L'chayre, there's another reason why there's no issur shechita, because the whole issur shechita is a tolda d'dosh, which only applies by gedulei karke. So a male of a person is soichik, the juice from a dog, which is not gedulei karke, there's no issa of shechita of dosh. Let us see Steve Tess. Hasheleg v'haborod ein meraskin oisam. A person should not crush snow or hail. V'haynu l'shabram l'chaticha istakes. He breaks it into small pieces. And the purpose is kidei sheyozuhu meimov. And he wants, the purpose of crushing the snow and the ice is that water should come out of it. And this is also avul noisin hu l'soich koishel yayin oimayim, but he can take snow or hail or ice and put it into a koish that is full of wine or water, and it will melt by itself. That means we just said this, and this to create water, to crush the ice and create water. But if he puts it into water and it melts by itself, there's no problem. The chayin, and then it says another lochem. Im hinichom b'chamo, if he put it in the sun, or he put it opposite of flame, v'nivshiru mutorim, and it melted, so then it is mutor. This is mutor. Now let us see the Mishneh Berurah. So the Mishneh Berurah says, here we are speaking about that one breaks up, crushes up the ice or the snow to small pieces. Let's say one has a piece of ice and he wants to break off a small piece. But he wants to make small pieces, small chunks from the ice. He just wants to take off one piece. Shari, so this is permissible. Vafilu im yozuvu ktas mayim al yedeze, even by chopping off the small piece of ice, some water will drip. So this is permissible. Delein is kavin lazer. He didn't have an intent. He just wanted a small piece of ice. He didn't have an intent on the water that is dripping. And to understand this a little better, let us see the next Mishnah Berurah. What is the issur to crush Sheleg Ubarak? So the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring two reasons. One reason is the Domi L'Malachi. This is similar to a Malachi. What Malachi is this? Shaboyre Hamayim Alolu. That means in reality it is not similar to the Lamed Tes Malachis, but all the Lamed Tes Malachis are Malachis of Briye. That means the Rabbeinu Shlom was Shoivis mi Malachtoy on Shabbos. So the Shvisa was, that means the world was created, the Skotan and Swam through Lamed Tes Malachis. And the Rabbeinu Shlom was Shavis from these Malachis that created the world in Shabbos. And the answer, all Malachis are Malachis of creation. That means he cooked something, so he made it edible. He was Mesakin Doichel. He was Meir the B'Shoivis from the Yechel. That's also called Antikum. So everything, all the Lamed Tes Malachis, have a similarity to some sort of a creation, and that's why they're awesome. So now, when a person crushes ice or snow and he creates water through this, so the similarity is that he's creating something. So since he's creating something, so this is similar to a malachim, because he's creating something through the crushing of the snow. We'll talk about a glass of water soon. This is one mahalach that Chazal compared this to a malachi because he's creating something, and therefore they assailed it. So this is an issur de rabbana. Inami gzeira shemo yischoi peiris ha'oimdim lamashkin. That means this is not like a new issur. That means if a person will be permitted to create a liquid from a solid, so a person might do the same thing. He might squeeze out peiris. So al tzeire shem yisrei peiris ha'imdim lamashkin. That is why they asked it. So we have two mahalchim in rishonim why they asked risuk sheleg ubarak. But so that is dafke if he's merasik, if he's doing a maise, he's crushing the snow or ice. But what is if he puts it into water? Avul noisnu l'soich koishel yayin oimayim v'hu nimuach me'elov. So this is permissible. Why? Kiven the loy ovid maise biyadayim. That means he's not doing anything. He's not creating the water. He's putting the snow or the hail into the water, and it melts by itself. Loy gozul bay. So therefore, it is not similar to a bria. He's not doing anything. By itself, it's melting. Or the gzeira shema yisroit also. He's not being soichet. V'yesh matirim afimu l'rasek biyadayim l'soich hakais. Now others hold that one is permitted to chop up, to crush, if it's in a koish shel mayim, he's permitted to chop it up in the koish. Now here he's doing something. So what is the stone of the matirim? Vatan, the kivin shenis, so they hold, the kivin shenis orev, bamesha besoicha koish, ve'ene be'en, that means we do not see what he did. That means that shoe, he's making water. But when the water comes out, It gets dissolved right away in the water that's in the case. So we do not see what he accomplished. Is legozru bo klau. So therefore, they weren't kaiser. So that's the smoga of these matirim. V'yesh matirim, he brings down others amata. Here in the issue, he brings down that powders that dissolve in water has no shaykhis to mix it up, let's say, to mix it up with in the water. So he brings down that this has no shaykhis with the issa which we just learned. That means this, the others hold that I'm not permitted. Yesh matirim l'rashek b'yadam u'seicha kais. Others hold I'm allowed to chop it up. Because over there, in reality, I am making the water by chopping it up. No, others are mata because you don't see what he is making. So therefore, others are meko and others are machma. But if you have something that dissolves in water, sugar or instant coffee that dissolves by itself, I mix it up, it's not said I'm making it into a liquid. That when it becomes a liquid is from its own nature, it dissolves in water. So a melee, so this does not go into this shaila of chopping up ice and water. Now, so al koponim, what did we have in the Mechaber? The Mechaber says that is mutter, to put it into water. V'chaim im hi nichom b'chama oy keneged hamedure. If a person put, he had a cup of ice, and he put it in the sun, I can negate the medulla, I put it near a fire, and the heat of that fire brought about that it should melt. V'nifshiru mutorim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, mutorim lahonis behem. You're allowed to derive benefit from it. V'hu adin, the mutar l'chadchila lahaniach. First, the Mechaber says that you're allowed to derive benefit from it. And then, a second in, you're allowed to put a cup of ice in the sun. Laniach. Why? Kimen shememele hu nimua. That means I'm not doing anything. The melting will come about by itself. Just like we had l'seicha kais's mutter, because I'm not creating that it should become water, it dissolves by itself. So if I take a kais of ice and put it in the sun, so I'm also not doing, I'm not making it from ice into water, period. That is the das of the Mechaber. Uledas remo b'simin shin yud ches siv tezayin b'hago. Now we had a machlokes in shin yud ches between the Mechaber and the remo. The Mechaber was speaking about that a person had a type of a knish, that the knish was filled with shumen, with a type of a schmaltz, which was more or less a solid. And he put it on top of a pot to warm up. Now, there was no shayla of bishul over there, because it's a dovo yavesh. Vein bishul acha bishul. There was no bishul dikishayla. So the Mechaber said that it is permissible. The Mechaber said you're allowed to do it. But this is a sif tezayin. He said, mutar litein in panda kineged eish b'mokim shiyad seledis. Even though the schmaltz, which is now a solid, שבו שנקרא חויזה ונימוך, even though it's going to melt, and you're going to have now a funnel of fat, it's mutter. There's no shayla of bishul, and it is mutter. But the Zemor says, v'yesh machmirem, others are machmer, v'noagu lahachmer. And others are machmer. That means others are machmer by putting it. That means I'm taking schmaltz, which is a shumen, which is a solid, and I'm putting it near a source of heat, and so my pool, I'm making from a solid a liquid. I'm moiled a davar chodesh. I'm moiled a davar chodesh. So there are other rishonim that hold you're not allowed to be moiled to be moiled a liquid from a solid, and they say one should be machmel. V'noagu la'achmer, and the Gemara says the minig is we are machmer. Mi b'mokeh soirech yesh lismoy asmora rishoyne, if there's a need, one can be made. But l'chadchile, the Gemara said that one should not take a solid and through his pula he's moiled it. He's making it into a liquid. That's what the Rama says. So now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Uledas Rama, according to the Rama, B'simin Shin Yudche Sifta Zayin Bago, Gam Hoche Yesh Lahachmir, Da'av D'nimuach Me'elov, also, Mishum Noilet, this is called, he's moiled a new thing, he's moiled a liquid from a solid. So his maiseh, this is his maiseh, he's doing a maiseh, he's putting it into the nearest source of heat that will make that from the solid will become a liquid. So he says, according to the Mechaber said it's mutter, because the Mechaber said in Shin Yud Ches it's also mutter. You're allowed to take this knish with a shuman in it and put it connected amenure, even though you're moiled a liquid from it. The Mechaber holds there's no problem in being moiled a liquid from a solid. So he says, according to the Rama, this will be also. So why am I allowed to put it into a kois? This is the Gemara I'm allowed to put the soich a kois. There's no issue of moiled, because when the liquid comes out, it's not nicker. We don't see the new liquid that is coming out. So therefore, there's no issur of moiled. Mashain came over here, there's an issur of moiled. And according to the Rama, this is also. Now, in the issue, he brings down a few interesting halachas on this. That number one, according to the Rama, there's an issa to be moiled, unless there's a tzorech, I need it, so then it's mutter. He brings down a moiledikizach. So you're not allowed to be moiled a mashke from an oichel. B'dieved, fine. Is it mutter to use now or not? She brings down from Rav Shloime Zalman that even though over there, by Shabbos, the Mishabur brings down its mutter b'dieved to eat it. That's dafke because I need it for Oisle Shabbos. I have to eat this. So therefore, they were mutter b'dieved. But over here, he says, if I melted water and I have other water to drink, I should not use this water. That means if I did this pu'ula, I needed water. At the present time, I didn't have water, and so I put it in a warm place, and it should melt. So it brings down that if you have other water, you shouldn't use this water. If you don't have other water, you're allowed to use this water.
Why didn't we see more coffee than this one?
It seems that's instant coffee. Why it's called the way it isn't called this I don't know. Yeah, we just had a slowly float, and the Indian of Risak, we said it's not called Risak because it dissolves by itself. Why it's not called Neulet or Fend, I don't know. That's distant of my lid. And then he brings down something very interesting. We had here a Mishnah Berurah. I'm not allowed to take something that's ice, that's a solid, and be misavev, then it should become a liquid. Put it in the B'mokeh Mahamah. What if I take out something from the freezer and I put it in the room? I don't have the coldness of the freezer, but I'm not putting it b'mokeh cham. Is there an issa on this, yes or no? So, very interesting. So, Dirshu, he brings down from Abliyashiv and Rav Shmuel Vosner, they say there's no issa of Moilid over here. The whole issa is that to put something b'mokim ham, that's called I was moilid the mayim. This issa of being moilid, that's called moilid. But that what I take it out from the, it's not in its cold place, and eventually it's going to melt. That is not called moilid. Fine. So they say it's mutter. I saw in the Ravida Shulchan, he brings down others asa this also. Which is very negeya. He says, "Lotzayrich, it's mutter to be moilid. So if there's a need for it, it would be permissible." But and this is lachayra very shir nikishayla. If a person will take out in yontif a frozen soup and he'll put it on the flame and he'll cook up the soup. So here we have this shayla of moilid lachayra this. If I'm not mistaken, one saw Reb Shlomo Zalman said that it is also. This is Taka Shaila of Moilit. I took a salad and I made it a liquid. To put it into a room to take away the coldness of the freezer, so there they say it's mutter. And the Rabbi the Shulchan brings down others hold that it's also also. But we'll talk about that later. But now there's something very interesting in this halacha gufet that it's not called moilid, but what's to use the liquid later? To use the liquid later, that means I took out something that was frozen, and it melted. So Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shmuel Mosnot, I'm allowed to do it. It's not called I was moiled it. But after it became a liquid, if I'm allowed to use it, I'll noilog, if I have other liquids. So Rabbi Yashiv says it is also, and Rabbi Shmuel Mosnot holds that it's mutter. This is in the Indian of Moilid and Noilod. To freeze water is also a big machlokes in this. The Shemina Rav Asad and Rav Shlomo Zalman, that means to put into the freezer water in Shabbos, the Shemina Rav Asad and Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mako. And but very interesting, Rabbi Yashim said to make ice cubes. So he says, since you're making cubes, it's toime lebinyan, and that he holds one shouldn't do it. So that's what that means.
Six that have been made, you can't.
Ice cubes that were made already, you're taking them out, so now you put them into water. It's no shayla. Yeah, that's my Mishnah sin over here. You put it into water. That is no shayla. Let us go further. Sif Yud. Mutter לשבר הקרח כדי ליטל מים מתחתיו. Let us say one had a bucket of water and if the top of it froze, now it's ice. And in order to get to the water, he has to break the ice. Is mutter le shaber a kerach le little mayim mitachtov. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Le shaber a kerach, le shviras a kerach ein melochik lo. That one, I'm breaking ice. That's no melocha whatsoever. Ve loy osu berisuk, the whole reason we had before, they asked it to crush ice, to crush the Elohim Oysa Kidei Sheyazuru Meimot. If the purpose of the crushing is that the water should come out of it, so there we say, so Chazal said he's like Boire Mayim or Agzeire Mishum Schite. That is Davke when he's doing this to create water. But here, he's only breaking the ice to get to the water which is underneath the ice. So that is no shayla. Kosav Hamogin Avram, the Binor Oibair, what if I have a lake that is frozen? And I want to break the ice also. Why is this also? The kiven duhu mechuba lekarke, since this ice is mechuba lekarke, yesh koi mishem shash binyan astire. That means if I have a bucket that froze and I just break the ice to get to the water that's underneath it, so there's no shayla. But here I have a lake that is frozen. The lakes, it's like it's mechuba to a karke. So the water itself gets a din of binyan usira. It's mechuba lekarke. So the Magen Avraham asks us, avay harbe achreinim chilkim olof. There's a lot of achreinim that disagree with the Magen Avraham. Usvira lehu dishem mayim aleim. It never becomes part of the karke. It's water. Vein shayich boi binyin ustire. It's not shayich binyin ustire. Or let's say Shabbos, and if there's a necessity, let's say Shabbos to break this ice, yesh lahokul, so he paskins one can be makel. Sith yud aleph, sorech li zoyer bachoyret, Shlo yito yodom b'mayim sheyesh bem sheleg ibor. That means if I have water, and in the water there are particles of ice or snow in the water, and I want to wash my hands. So all this old, that one should be nizer not to wash from this water, because since I'm washing from this water that has particles of snow or ice in it, I might come to be merasik the snow or ice in the process of washing my hands. So others hold, so you shouldn't wash with this water at all.
But the pants are covered in the water.
Well, what's that going to be? But if he does wash, if he does wash, so you should be careful that these particles he should not crush. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shalayito yodov, kedei shalayavi lidei risuk. Others hold that there's an isur netila. That means that in the process of washing his hands, he might come to crush the ice. He's washing with water, which there's ice mingled in it. So he shouldn't wash his hands at all from this water. It was made on the first din we have Mekilim, because Achisoy Shalom Yeraskin, he should be careful that he should not, that he should not crush the ice. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Magen Avraham said, as what we had before, a machlokes, if you have ice in water, if you're allowed to chop it up in the water. So others hold that this is mutter, since it is not nika, you can't see the water that is coming out of the ice. So the Magen Avraham says, so according to the Mekilim, that hold you're allowed to chop it up in the kais, so you'd be allowed to squeeze it together also, because the water which will come out from the ice while you're washing your hand will mingle with the other water. But Mishnah Berurah says, v'ein l'hakol b'zeh, the one should not be mekel, and I think others want to say that this is worse than that case. That means if you have ice in water and you're chopping up the ice, so the water that comes out of the ice is, as soon as it comes out, you don't see it. So because it mingles right away with the rest of the water in the case. So that, but over here, if I'm washing my hands, so the water falls off and the particles of ice which I'm washing my hands with is, if he will crush them, that we have the issa of risuk hamayim. Let us see if yud beis. Yesh lizoyer shlo yishav shev yodov b'melach. That one should not rub his hands with salt. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah b'melach. Hatam kinal b'shele guborot. The same reason we said the one should not crush ice, because he's creating a liquid from the ice. The gambozeh yishave mayim al yidei hashifshuf. By rubbing the salt together, so a liquid will come out. So mamela, we have the same thing. V'hainu davke b'melach levad. That means that one should not rub his hand with salt, because he's making a liquid from the salt. Aval muta lahashlich melach b'mayim. But to, if I want to have more liquid, so I can pour salt in the water. Afilu halbe v'lito yodov mehem achash eni moichu. That means if I want more liquid, I don't have enough liquid. So by pouring salt into the water, so the salt will dissolve and become liquid, and I'll have more liquid. Just like we said before, that you're allowed to put sheleg in a kais, as long as it dissolves by itself, you're not doing anything, so that's mutter. So the same thing, if he's putting salt in a kais, and the salt is dissolving, so it's also mutter, period. So we have here two halachas by salt.
So it is not shelling it through, and salt is a separate substance.
But salt dissolves.
Water.
This will dissolve. But salt also becomes water. Salt becomes water. So it matters. If it becomes water by dissolving it, it is mutter. If it becomes water by rubbing it together, that's also. It is the same halacha of shelik. Ach shelo yaseh me melech azin. But there's another problem. One should make sure he should not pour in too much salt in the water. Dahainu shnei shlishi melach ve'echad moyim. He should not put, that means two-thirds of the contents should not be salt and one-third water. Because this is a different issa whatsoever. This is an issa of ma'abed, that one is not permitted to pickle yerokis in Shabbos, because by preserving the yerokis, it's similar to meleches ma'abed. And the process of pickling used to come about by making a very strong salt water. So Chazal asked to make such a strong salt water of two-thirds salt and one-third water. So he's saying like this, that if you just want to have more liquid and you want to create this liquid by pouring it into the salt into the water, so since it dissolves by itself and it's not from my maaseh, this is permissible. But one should make sure that there should not be this ratio of two-thirds salt and one-third mayim that this Chazal asad. Sif Yud Gimel. Doyres Sheleg Beraglov. A person is permitted to walk on snow. And even by doing this, when he walks on the snow, it could very well be that he's crushing the snow and a liquid will come out of it. And he doesn't have to worry about this problem. So we can have here two reasons why this is mutav. Beraglov, va'af im ha-sheleg nimuach mizalt. Even though the snow will melt, that means that you have such a slushy snow, and by walking over it, it's going to melt. Hayideze, leslon bo, kiven duhu eine miskaven lozev. So the Sharetzim brings down from the Goyin, he sells so. Sif Yud, we had Mutter le Shaber HaKerach, the little Mayim Itach, the one is permitted to break the ice, he wants to get to the water. So he says, since his intent is not to make water, he just wants to get to the water, so it seems if he's not miskaven to make the water, so this is mutter. The whole issue was, we see when the Hachazal write the Sivi Eshelig Rabot, a meraskin oison kideshi yazuvu meimob. The whole issue was, if I'm crushing the snow or the ice in order to create water, but if that is not my intent, so Chazal didn't answer. So that's what he means over here also. I'm walking over a slushy snow, and by walking over it, the snow will become a liquid. But since he's not mechaven, it is permissible. That is one bia. No, it seems like that. But the task has a different tarets. The kiven shuhu dovo shiyemsha lizoir bozev. Since this is something that, what do you say, that if you would ask the rise on snow, so what does one do when there's snow on the ground? So he's calling babayis, or kivin shiyem shli zoibes, legozrubo. So the Taz says a new svore. The Taz says a svore that this is something that is impossible to be nizer. So there's no isa. There's no isa. Let us see if you doubt it. הרם מרוטנברג מטר להטו מרגליים בשלג, וראש היה ניזר. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mater lahato, duye de deiresh sheleg beraglov. Duye de deiresh sheleg beraglov. So just like one is permitted to be deiresh sheleg, even though it's going to melt, but Lachera, since he's not mechaven to melt the snow, so it's muta. So that's why the Meram Rutenberg was mata. In the Rosh was Nizel. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the svar of the Rosh? Shal yidei ha-shesen vadai nimuach. So the Rosh learned that the whole heter that one is permitted to be deirei sheleg is because it's not avadai, it's not sure that walking on snow, it seems it's not a secretion that the zichur will melt. That's why it is mutar. But over here, since zichur, it will melt. And it's melting from his pule, so that is why the Rosh was Nizer. V'leidomi l'sif tes, d'shori l'itein sheleg l'soich ha-kois afo-pishe nimuach. D'hoche kiven David Maise goratvei. Here pshat is to put sheleg in a kois, even though it's badly going to be nimuach, but I'm not doing anything. That means the melting process comes through the water that's in the kois. So it melts not through my maise. So therefore, it is mutter. But over here, he is melting the ice to his ashtone. So therefore, the Rochelle, this is also. Va'ayim v'taz she'posak lo'okul. The taz was meikul. V'chein eliyora b'kosam lo'okul. V'mloi she'evshe b'loi toirach toiv li'zoil. So be'emesin, the taz is going to, according the previous etter that he said before, by Drisa al-Shelek, the taz said, the whole reason they were matarit, even she actually saw them, since it is impossible. So it seems bisman atas we have the same heter also, that the bathrooms weren't available. So we have here the same heter, so they were makel. So the rabbi says, one can be makels, im loy she'em she'beloy toirach, toim lizoyer. That means if one can avoid, this, then one doesn't have this heter of the taz. The whole heter of the taz was only if one cannot avoid it, so then we have a heter chazal like Gosu Alzeh. Just one more halachim, let us see Sif Tesmol. Also, Lifrois Suda al Piachavis. Now, a Suda was a type of a scarf, and so one should not put it on top of a chavis, on the top of the barrel, the litain al gabov, and he puts on top of this suda a kli shedoylem boy. That means there is a keli that is used to he takes water out of the mokim, and the keli remains wet. And he puts the keli on top of this suda. Now, a suda is something that a person usually does not want to remain wet. He uses a suda. So therefore, they asked her to put the keli on top of the seder. Shema yovi l'nei shchita, he might come b'kavonim and squeeze out the seder. Avol beged ha'ose l'chrei solom, but if he had a beged that was miyuchit to put over this chavis, and used to put the keli on top of this beged, and this was a beged he did not use for himself, so I don't have to be afraid, he'll come and squeeze it out. It doesn't bother him that it's wet. So therefore, it will be permitted to put it on a beged that's oimed there, then it's oimed to get wet, and it doesn't bother him that it's wet. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lidei shchita sheyischoid hasuder min hamayim, or squeeze out the suder from the water that came into the suder, shenivlu boy aydei akeli, the seichneid beged, to squeeze out a beged, even if it's a beged, a clean beged, chayiv mishum melabim. So that's see about smalab, you're cleaning the beged. Umayri, so now there's a mikash over here to put a beged over a chavis with water. Forget about this keli you're putting on top of the sudah. To put a beged over a chavis with water, we ask them because it might fall into the water and get wet. So he was speaking about he's putting the wet keli on it. So he says, Umayri, we're speaking about Shahisa Osa Chavis Chaykonis. We're speaking about that the barrel was empty. So Memele, there's no problem whatsoever. Maybe the Sunda might fall into the water. There's no water in the Chavis. Nilavochi Brisa Sunda Ba'atzlo. So forget about to put a keli on top of it. Mishum Chash Sita Film Leinich Kuila Chaldabok. Absolutely, you won't put a wet keli on top of it. And a Sunda, it's also to put on a wet keli, because he might come and squeeze out the suda. Sharei lekach osui. Because, but if the beggar is oimed to be there, so then you're not chayish l'sochta. Sharei lekach osui. The beggar was made to be there, and if it gets wet, it doesn't bother him. Then he matrid all of them u'shori b'mayim. U'mayri b'indian b'im b'im mishum chash oyu. We're speaking about that there's no shash oil that he covers the chavis. Vayin la'el b'simin shin tezvov sifyot gimel mishtabur reshav.
Why is that important?
Why is that speaking about either he didn't cover it completely, or it's speaking about it doesn't, or this it's not such a wide area.
Because all these can.
So there's no problem, but then I'll pursue them. It's a big problem. They might sink into the water, make it wet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.